one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, Western New York Flash color commentator Sam Mongiovi, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti, back after a week hiatus. Thanks for being with us tonight. We have a truly international show this evening. Six different countries are represented by our hosts and our guests tonight, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're joined by record-setting Rhinos goalkeeper Christian Nisch. Haley's from Germany. He set a modern U.S. soccer record on Saturday with six wins and six clean sheets to start the season. No one has ever done that in, as far as I can tell, in modern soccer history in this country, maybe in the world, who knows. Wish I could find that out, but we'll talk to Christian about that. We'll also be joined by the new assistant coach of the Western New York Flash. He's a former reggae boy, Jamaican international, Hubert Busby, and England native and proud Canadian Dick Howard will look back on the greatest end to the European League season ever. Now here's our host, born in Italy and now a proud U.S. citizen, Joe Sirianni.
Good evening, everyone, and Andrew, it's welcome back after a week of a hiatus that I didn't like very much being here. But in any event, we survived, and our co-partner, and it's not here tonight, Sam Mongiovi, and we got with us a great substitute. He knows soccer more than I do because he's been involved with me ever since he was a little kid, my nephew, and Mike Sirianni.
You're keeping it all in the family here.
It's a family affair, so.
Thanks for being on, Mike.
Thank you. Great to be here.
We'll see what he's got to say and whether we're going to keep him or kick him off.
Well, you have to fire him. I don't have the authority to do that. But what a weekend for soccer, not just locally but around the world. And we're going to talk all about that tonight. But I think you got to start with the Rhinos because, I tell you, six wins, six shutouts. I've searched everywhere I could find on the internet, whether it be United States Soccer. I know it didn't happen in the NASL. It didn't happen in MLS. It didn't happen in WUSA or WPS or USL, where a team has started with six wins and six clean sheets. Hampton Roads in the PDL started with 10 clean sheets in a row, but they tied a match 0-0, so they didn't win their first six. It's an incredible start, Joe, and you gotta say that the coaching staff at Pat Erkley, they brought in the veterans, and this team has completely turned around from last year.
Well, Andrew, from my perspective, they have a solid defense. They have people with experience on defense. The team is gelling. The coaching is good, and the fact is that it's a winning, it's a winning combination so far, so I'm sure that we're going to see more great soccer from them, and they're going to be home this Friday, and I'm sure that they will work very hard in continuing the streaks that they have, and from my take over here, I hope that the people appreciate and really marvel at what the Rhinos are doing. It's not easy to get a shutout. It's not easy to win on the road. And,
that's another amazing stat, is the Rhinos have played five of their first six matches on the road. And they come home on Friday night, 7:35 kickoff against Dayton, a team that has not won a game all season, has scored just one goal in five matches. So if the Rhinos shut out Dayton for the first half, Christian Nisch will break the record held by Pat Onstad of, I believe it's 541 or 581, something like that, straight minutes of shutout soccer. So if he does that for the first half, he'll break that record. And the record for straight shutouts is six, so he would break that record if the Rhinos can shut out Dayton on Friday. And there's still 1 point, though, behind Orlando City, Mike. There's these Lions have played one more match, and that is the difference. The Lions do not play this weekend, so the Rhinos could move ahead of Orlando, the defending champs, with a win tonight, with a win on Friday.
They seem to have a little blemish with a tie on their record.
They tied 0-0 against Richmond.
So hopefully we can move right ahead of them and be undefeated.
That is something. A great start to the season for, of course, the Rhinos back in 1998 started with 13 straight wins. I believe 10 or 11 of those were non-shootout wins because, of course, they had the shootout back then. So some of those would have ended in ties in today's USL. But it's a great start for the Rhinos and a great start for the Flash. And, Mike, you were there on Saturday, and Sam was doing the color for the Flash Radio Network. Joe Giuliano was doing the play-by-play, and the Flash really outclassed FC Indiana. It was a valiant effort by the visitors, who basically was the Haitian national team. 11 starters were all Haitian, and I believe 9 of the 11 have been capped by Haiti, but it was really a mismatch. The goal was a fluke. It was the only shot that the FC Indiana had the whole match. It was 15-1 in shots, 13-1 in corners.
I wasn't there. So can you describe the goal that was a fluke that you just alluded?
There was a corner kick that FC Indiana took. The ball bounced in the box. Somebody got a foot on it. It took a bounce toward the goal. The Rhinos keeper, the Flash keeper, Brittany Cameron, did not come out for the ball. And one of the FC Indiana players got her foot on it and put it into the net. It should have been cleared out, but it wasn't. But that was really their only offensive thrust the entire match. That was their only corner, their only shot.
Andrew, I watched the game from pretty close, and it seemed like they were playing defensive soccer. They were inside the 35-yard line, the whole team. There was nothing going forward, and you're right. That was their only chance on goal, and a fluke goal, they put it back in the net, but our team just played really well.
But I understand that there was a lot of hard tackles and stuff like that.
It was very rough, yes. McCall Zerboni, Adriana scored a hat trick. It's the first hat trick ever scored at Salem Stadium. Rhinos, Flash, any other pro soccer. But I still think McCall was the player of the match. She was all over the pitch. She was getting hammered by the FC Indiana players up and down, bouncing up along like a bouncing ball. But she played the entire match, the captain of the Flash. And Adriana's first goal was a nice shot in the penalty area. The other two were penalty kicks. So it was a Messi-like hat trick.
Well, then
the other goal was a beautiful goal by one of the rookies on the Flash. And the name escapes me. Of course, I will look that up in a moment.
We were very lucky that at the event that the Bernie Iacovenzo promoted, welcoming home the Rams. The Ravens,
the Flash.
The Flash. I'm sorry about that. I'm thinking about the other team that we are close to, and you know, we were lucky that she sat on our table, and we had the privilege of talking with her pertaining to this season, her enthusiasm, and the fact that she's been named the captain of the team gives her an added responsibility, and she. She told us that this team this year is going to be just as good without the big stars that we had last year, and she promised that they would have a winning season, her added responsibility make her a pivotal player, a person on the team.
Absolutely, and she is, again, she's playing the center of midfield. She's pulling all the strings, as they say, in midfield for the Flash, and they are doing extremely well right now, but they're going to have a big test on Saturday, Mike, as New York Fury come in, head coach Paul Riley, the WPS coach of the year with Philadelphia. They have 6 members of the Independents on their roster, and Tobin Heath of the U.S. national team. Of course, she won't be here because she's in camp with the national team right now, as is Flash members Lori Lindsay and Megan Klingenberg. So, but still, we got Nikki Krizik, we had in our show before the final last year. The DeMartino twins are on the team. and it's going to be a very tough battle for the Flash. And Laura Hightower is the other goal scorer. She actually was her first pro goal. She's from Michigan State University. So congratulations to Laura. She was very excited about scoring.
I thought it was a very exciting game. And going back to McCall, she's got to have some black and blue marks on her after that game because she was taken down and just kept getting up and going after them again. And it was one of the better games I've seen her play, especially playing in the midfield for her new position.
Yep, it's a very impressive team. But again, this Saturday will be a much better test for the Flash against the New York Fury. It's a 7 p.m. kickoff. Get your tickets by calling 716-655-PLAY or with Rhinos at 454-KICK. You also get your Rhinos tickets for Friday night against Dayton as they look to set a 7-win, 7-clean-sheet start to the season. We mentioned the Ravens briefly. The Ravens actually start their season this weekend. They will be in Toronto against the Lady Lynx on Saturday at 4 p.m. And so we wish the Ravens the best of luck in their 2012 season. We'll talk more about them as they come to their home opener, which is Saturday, the 26th of May. They will be hosting the Ottawa Fury, one of the best teams in the league. The team is actually hosting the W League Championship this season. And both the Rhinos and the Flash are on the road, so that's your only chance on Memorial Day weekend for some soccer action over at Aquinas to see the Rochester Ravens.
And that's a beautiful stadium at Aquinas. And,
absolutely.
It's many stadium that are around the country.
And we also want, especially the Flash, you want to mention that the number of Flash players and former Flash players are on the U.S. national team training camp roster for the Olympic Games. Ashlyn Harris, the goalkeeper of the year in the WPS, along with defender of the year Whitney Engen. Megan Klingenberg, we mentioned already. Another member of the Flash who we had in our show, Gina Lewandowski, has been called into camp, so that should be a great opportunity for her to make a mark on the international scene. I mentioned Lori Lindsay, and of course, up top, Alex Morgan will be a member of the national team. She'll be a key member of the Olympic team, along with, of course, Rochester's Abby Wambach.
Well, she's, Alex Morgan, she's gained a lot of notoriety lately. Not only because of her performance on the national team, but also as the cover magazine and everything. So
Sports Illustrated, yes. Yeah, She's also modeling much of the U.S. national team, women's team gear on USsoccer.com. So it should be a great season for the U.S. national women's team. They're going to be playing in Philadelphia against China coming up on Memorial Day weekend. So it's going to be a great season for soccer all around. And we're going to bring in Dick Howard in just a moment to talk about what happened this weekend and what a great end to the European season and the club side. And, of course, we're going to talk about Juventus going undefeated in the league in Serie A.
But before we go to break, I just want to mention that we talked about two dinners that were put out, one for the Rhinos, one for the Flesh. And it would be very remiss of us if we didn't mention one of our devoted sponsor, the Faber home, Bernie Iacovangelo. He goes out of his way to put out those dinners, and they're both successful. They have they had over 250 people for the Rhino, and they had over close to 150 to 200 people for the Flash at the sports club. So there is no one in the city of Rochester does more for soccer than Bernie. So our compliment to him, and heads off.
Definitely. We're very, very, very fortunate to have Bernie as a sponsor of our show, and we're very happy that he's part of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass family. And speaking of the family, Dick Howard is waiting patiently to come on and talk about unbelievable events happening all over Europe in the end of the season, especially in the English Premiership. It's still mind-boggling what happened. We'll get all the latest from Dick, and we'll talk, of course, about the Champions League final featuring the shirt I've got wearing right now, Chelsea against the host, Bayern Munich. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on FM Talk 92.1 WYSL at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Bill Nojay. You're listening to Soccer. It's a Kick in the Grass.
It's hard to get by just upon a smile, dude. top-notch monogramming is...
Soccer, Lancers, U.S. National Team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is...
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA Wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be home this Saturday, May 19th at Salem Stadium against the New York Fury, featuring six members of the WPS runner-up Philadelphia Independents and WPS Coach of the Year, Paul Riley. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium on Friday, May 18th in USL Pro League action against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Kickoff is at 7:35. Rhinos season and single game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh at Northfield Commons. The number to call is 248-2650 to speak to Tony. He'll take care of all your monogramming, your embroidery needs. And, of course, you can pick up your Rochester Lancers gear, your U.S. soccer gear, and your Bob Marley gear. The Whalers will be playing at the Lilac Festival tomorrow, so get ready to see the Whalers and pick up your Bob Marley gear to help support one of the greatest groups of all time. Dick, how you doing? What an uneventful weekend it was. I don't know what we should talk about tonight.
Incredible. But before we do that, Andrew, we've now got a new Mr. Zero by the sound of things. You know, six straight shutouts.
I know. Pretty soon you're going to have to relinquish your title.
We don't think that's ever happened before with six wins and six clean sheets, at least as far as I can find in any kind of record book. It's It's incredible. But he isn't wearing zero. He's wearing 24. So.
No, it's, so, it's great. As you say, it's all happening. An incredible weekend with what happened in Manchester, the miracle of Manchester, and then with Joe celebrating, I'm sure, all Sunday with the Juve, La Vecchia Signora, and the championship. It was just great for the sport. So much emotion and so much drama in the games.
But let's talk about Juventus, because
you're right.
What did this season is unprecedented. They have, the first time at a 20-team Serie A that a team has gone undefeated. They are unbeaten in 43 straight matches, and they said in the article here on, I believe it's on ESPN, actually it's on Yahoo, it says that a team has never gone undefeated in both league and cup. Now, again, I think that in 1880, Preston North End did that, but that was a much different era, of course.
Long time ago.
But they, of course, did not play in Europe, which is one reason why they didn't have the full amount of competition that a Manchester City or Bayern Munich or whoever would have. But still, it's an amazing event, and they paid tribute to Del Piero, Alessandro Del Piero, at the end of the match. He scored a goal in his last match with Juventus.
Let me tell you,
it
when they talk
very
about,
emotional.
When you talk about somebody that has really been recognized to be the flag of a team, Del Piero, since he came many 19 years ago, Juventus, he's always been the star. He's always been the goal scorer, and he's always been Juventus. If you know what I mean. He represented the team very well. He went to Serie B with them. He didn't abandon the team like all the other people did. That they went for the money and they went for the prestige. Him and Buffon were the, you know, with
Nedved.
They went to the Serie B. They ate, you know what. But they brought the team back. And there isn't not too many things that I can say about Del Piero, because he's always been a great player. He refrained himself from crying, although I think that he had tears in his eyes. The tribute that he got from the fans was unbelievable. I don't know what's on the plate for him for next year, but they got one more game that they got to play against the Naples.
That's for the Italian Cup, and if they win that again, they will compete a true undefeated season in all competitions, which, again, is unprecedented.
I cannot see why they couldn't do the same thing that they did with Nedved, to hire Juventus, should hire Del Piero to be part of the organization, to be part of a consigliere, so to speak.
He could do that, like, or I'm sure that many fans in this country or in Canada would love to see him playing in Major League Soccer. So, I mean, Dick, what do you think? Do you think he's going to retire from soccer and go into management with Juventus, or may we see Del Piero here?
Yeah, the key thing, Andrew, is, and I think with most players, if you can leave the game when you're right at the top of your game, and what better way for Alessandro Del Piero, rather than going on to another club, because as Joe said, he bleeds black and white. You know, he's a true club man par excellence, and those images of him following the game and the tribute and the signs, it was just quite remarkable, you know. And he's been such a tremendous representative for Juve over the years. I'd love to see him sort of become an ambassador almost for the club.
Me too.
Because they're on such a high.
And you know what, Dick? You know, other Italian players that are retiring, Gattuso, Inzaghi, and Alessandro Nesta.
Well, Nesta's coming, you know, MLS.
And Gattuso said it really well when he said that he has thought about keep up playing. He has talked to, you know, the team management. And then he realized that maybe going on top is the best time, and he decided that he's going to call, going to retire. He's going to wait for one year, but he would like to go and play one more year where it all started. That's in Glasgow, I think, that he played.
Yeah, he played with Rangers, and certainly with distinction. And if Rangers can sort out their financial situation, I'm sure they would receive him with open arms. But it's always a challenge, I think, for players. And I think would be the best for Del Piero at this time. But it was a remarkable season for Juventus. You know, to go unbeaten, I think, in such a competitive league, it says so much. It was really quite incredible with the number of ties that they had. And I felt so good because I've always been a big fan of Mr. Buffon, Signor Buffon. What a great goalkeeper he's been over the years.
Well, Juve broke Milan's record of 42 matches unbeaten. That was another mark they made. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because remember Mr. Paul Scholes retired on top last year with Manchester United, and he came back. He came out of retirement because Sir Alex needed him.
He just signed a new one-year contract, which is great because he's certainly done exceptionally well. But I was delighted for Manchester City. They showed they were the best team. They beat Manchester United twice during that incredible 6-1 win at Old Trafford. They scored the most goals. They conceded the fewest goals. And they had a few hiccups late in the season. But I was delighted for Roberto Mancini. A lot of pressure. But they certainly came through. And say that closing second of the game, I don't think you'll see drama like that in many, many sports. And I've spoken to people today, and they just were totally captivated by it. You know, it was incredible. And these are people that don't follow the game as much as we do.
You know, Dick, I read an article today pertaining to the excitement that a Manchester City victory did. And it was written by, Sports Illustrated guy, and he was comparing the American sports with promotion and relegation, and to what has been done in England and all over Europe, and they say that this could never happen in America because there is too much money invested by the ownership. My question to you is this: Do you think that eventually, when MLS as it progresses, as more team, relegation and promotion is going to be a thing that may happen?
I cannot see it in North America, Joe. No, because I think with the investment and the fact that it's not happening in other sports, I can't see it happening in soccer being the exception. I think around the rest of the world, it's part of the culture. You know that teams come up from the lower divisions, but I cannot, in all honesty, see it myself in North America, where you have it coming, whether it be NASL, USL Pro, with a promotion relegation. There's too much at stake, too much investment for that to happen.
What's interesting, Dick, though, is if QPR was not in a battle for their lives at the bottom of the table, I don't think we would have seen a match like we saw on Sunday, because they would have had nothing to play for, and I think Man City would probably have rolled them over very easily. But because QPR had to win, or at least draw, to assure that they would stay in the Premiership next season, which is a lot of money and a lot of prestige, especially being in London, they played an unbelievable match, considering Mr. Barton's brain, I don't want to say the word, but brain hiccup that caused him to lash out not only at Tevez, but also at Aguero.
You're being very kind. I thought it was an absolute disgrace. And if he plays another game, I will be very disappointed. He should be suspended, signed, die for those kinds of actions. He is detrimental to the game, and hopefully Queen's Park Rangers will dish out their own punishment, because what he did in that incident was an absolute disgrace and was totally irrelevant to the game itself.
It certainly was, but QPR, you got to give them credit. They deserve to stay up for that performance. It was like watching Barcelona and Chelsea. But you know what the difference was that City had an aerial presence when they brought Dzeko in, and they had so many corner kicks in that. They had 19 corner kicks in that match, and finally they scored on the one to tie it at 2-2 when Dzeko headed into practically an open net. And on that third goal, Mario Balotelli had such stuff put on him the entire season for his attitude and what happened, and rightfully so. But he was sitting on his rear end when he made that pass to Aguero for the winning goal. So I think the City fans are going to forgive him for a lot of what happened because he set up that winning goal.
Well, I think the thing that I saw most on television, it was that based upon what was going on with the Manchester City game, and when they were losing, Manchester United, Mr. Sir Ferguson and all his team were already beginning to celebrate because they would have won. And then all of a sudden it shows that the announcement was made, and everybody over there, including the coach, got a big frown on their face because they realized they lost. So I don't know whether you saw that or not, Dick.
The images of the crowd, they were in tears 1 minute with frustration and then hugging and kissing one another, with that dramatic comeback. It was just a real roller coaster for City fans, but I'm sure they'll be telling their sons and daughters in the years ahead, I was there, I was in the Etihad when Manchester City won the Premiership after a 44-year wait. It's incredible.
And scoring two goals in stoppage time. And yeah. One last comment, because I want to get in a preview of Chelsea and Bayern Munich, but I don't think I've ever seen Mancini run so fast since his playing days when Dzeko was chasing him down with a bottle of champagne. He didn't want to get his hair messed up. But Dzeko in there with the giant Bosnian flag around him and Mancini with the little Italian flag, and it was just great scenes. I'm very happy because not only because they have an Italian presence on that team, but Manchester United is not one of my favorite sports franchises. But my favorite that I'm wearing right now on my shirt is Chelsea. And the big match is this Saturday on Fox. 2 p.m. is pregame, 3 p.m. kickoff from the Allianz Arena, the home of Bayern Munich. I just hope, Nick, it is a match worthy of this season, because this season has been incredible.
I think it could be. I saw Bayern play Borussia in the German Cup, and they were an absolute disgrace. They were very, very poor. They lost 5-2 against Borussia, and if they make the mistakes that they made in that game against Chelsea, then look for an upset, because if you're a betting man, you'll say Bayern playing in their home stadium where they're it's been very much a stronghold over the season and over European Champions League play. But Chelsea, they've shown that they've got character, and it's going to be, I think, another exciting game. And we've seen a lot of them at the end of this season.
Dick, before we let you go, what say you about Toronto? What's happening there?
Well, Toronto got a win. A bit of confidence coming back from that second game against the Impact of Montreal, the 2-0 win. They play in Vancouver this week, and then next week in Toronto to see who will represent Canada in the CONCACAF Champions League. And they'll be certainly good games. But they play with a lot more spirit, a lot more character, and it was a good result for them against Montreal. It's a well-deserved win. So hopefully they're back on track. But
speaking of Montreal, though, let's talk about what happened on Saturday in Montreal. 60,000 people at the Olympic Stadium to see a gentleman by the name of Mr. Beckham, and he did not disappoint
with a
trademark goal.
Unbelievable. And that's David Beckham, because LA Galaxy, as we know, are not having the best of seasons, but that's what you expect from a David Beckham, and he had a fine game. I don't like his haircut at the moment. I think it's a little bit stuffy, but apart from that, he certainly did the business, and it was a superb free kick goal.
And you got to say, Montreal fans, they're proving they belong in MLS.
They're great, the fans in Montreal, very sophisticated, very knowledgeable, and what a fabulous crowd, and it was a tremendous atmosphere.
So they have one more game at the Olympic Stadium against the Red Bulls, and I'm sure they're all hoping that Thierry Henry is in the lineup, because they'll probably draw more than 60,000 plus if Henry is playing, because that's the guy they want to see, the former French international, one of the greatest players of our generation. So we'll see if he comes back from that injury.
Well, I can tell you, Dick, that this gentleman that sits in front of me over here wearing the blues is all is so happy you cannot believe. So proud of their blue take, but The Blues is the Italian color, too, so just let's not forget.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about Di Matteo doing a great job.
You know, that's right.
Exactly. So, the Italian connection. I knew you'd get that in somewhere tonight, Joe.
I had to.
well, Dick, thanks so much for being on the show. Next week we'll talk about the Champions League final, and we'll review the season. And it's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
Good luck on Saturday, Andrew. I know you'll be, flying the blue flags wherever you are. So it should be a great game, and all the best.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it.
Ciao.
Ciao, Dick.
Dick Howard from Toronto here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And at the end of that Manchester City match, this is what the fans were singing. All in unison at the Etihad to celebrate Manchester City winning the EPL title. We'll be back with the backbone of the Rhinos defense. It has 6 wins and 6 shutouts to start the season. Christian Nisch on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Dunn, and you're listening to Soccer's Kick in the Grass.
Proudly conservative. WYSL. Rochester's home for Michael Savage, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. WYSL, Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be home this Saturday, May 19th at Salem Stadium against the New York Fury, featuring 6 members of the WPS runner-up Philadelphia Independents and WPS Coach of the Year, Paul Riley. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The 2-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes. Great homes. Great price.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The Rochester Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium on Friday, May 18th in USL Pro League action against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Kickoff is at 7:35. Rhinos season and single game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni, Mike Sirianni, and Sam Mongiovi is joining us as well. We've got our whole crew here tonight, I tell you. And that one of the great songs of the 80s. Not only is it a great song by Kraftwerk called Numbers, you can learn to count in 7 different languages. And we do have a very international show tonight, waiting on Rhinos goalkeeper Christian Nisch to join us. And the Rhinos, of course, will be in action this Friday at 7 p.m. or 7:35, check that, against the Dayton Dutch Lions. And they will open play in the U.S. Open Cup next Tuesday at Salem Stadium, 7:35, against either the Brooklyn Italians. How appropriate would that be? And, of course, the Italians actually have won the U.S. Open Cup a couple of times. There you go.
Are there any Italians on the Brooklyn Italians?
I have to look that up. Or the other team
Brooklyn,
is...
I'm thinking if there's a lot of... A West Indian, Jamaican, really good players in that area.
I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see what kind of roster they have. But they have to play tomorrow in Portland in Portland, Maine. And that team in Portland features former Rhino Nano Short. So that would be a very interesting homecoming. Seems always when these amateur teams come in here, they always have a former Rhino. Remember when that Adria came in with Lennon Steenkamp and Greg Howes? And
right. When the professional player they go down, they retire. They join the amateur teams, and before you know, they make those teams viable, and they come back sometime to haunt you.
Well, I have a question for you, Uncle Joe. If the Brooklyn Italians have all Italian players on their team, and they're wearing blue shirts and white shorts, who are you going to root for?
The Rhinos.
Well, here's their website, Brooklyn Italian Soccer Club. They belong to the National Premier League, and again, they qualified for the U.S. Open Cup. They have affiliated with AS Roma, actually. So they have some players here. I don't know actually who has here. Here's the player roster. Let's see what we have here. And we
it
have.
Doesn't
nothing.
Really matter.
Yeah, yes, it doesn't
as
matter.
As long as they got players, so
yes,
all that
they
matters.
Do. And Portland again is
as the Haitian national team.
Yeah, FC Indiana. The entire team was the Haitian national team, pretty much. So that's coming up, the Open Cup. Of course, the Rhinos looking for their second Open Cup championship. And that will kick off on the 22nd of May. And then it'll be two matches, or be a match the following week if the Rhinos win, and then the following week after that if they win again. So the second round would be against an MLS team. Oh, actually, the third round, sorry. So they would play a amateur team, and then we would play either a USL team, a NASL team, or an amateur team, depending on the draw, which I believe will take place sometime after the matches on Tuesday. So all the MLS teams are in this year, which is very exciting.
Well, not only that, there is almost all the teams are in. From the amateur to the big professionals.
The only teams that are not in are non-U.S. teams.
Andrew, you might have spoken to this already. Forgive me if I missed it. But again, how do they determine home field?
It's luck of the draw, just like in Europe, just like in England. And that's the way it should be.
What is it, coin toss, luck of the draw?
Draw lots. Draw it out of a hat. As long as they don't freeze one of the drawing balls like they did in the 90 World Cup for Sophia Loren. You remember that story? they allegedly froze the ball that had the U.S. in it because they wanted them to play against Italy at home, and so she picked out the United States. So that was a rumor that draw was fixed. But
More Italian fixing.
Come on. There actually is some rumors about further possible Italian match fixing going on involving some teams in Serie A. So.
I wonder if this Juve team was...
Not this year.
The problem that's going on in Italy, and it's not the only place that's going on, is that for some reason the soccer has been infiltrated for big money betting, and some of those people that are doing the betting, they are forcing or they are coaxing the players to do illegal things, but the league. It's aware of it, and they are working very hard at kicking out all the players and manager, whoever is involved, because the sports needs to be protected. It cannot be subjected to what's going on right now. And there's big investigations and big, you know, the thing is that the new technology that exists are able to detect who's making a bet, whose player is doing what, and all that kind of stuff. So, and then, of course, you got the whistleblowers.
So that's right.
Video replay, for or against?
Against.
I don't know. We'll see. What, I know that Don Garber wants to put it in MLS.
Mike, what do you think? For or against?
Well, after some of the goals that Milan was cheated out of this year, I'm for.
Remember one thing. The game has been played for centuries. Now that is, you guys are going to tell me that you got better players, you got this, you got that. But in the old days, we didn't have all these problems that we got. And the game has been existing for centuries, and the thing is evolved. The only problem right now is television. Let's abolish television from the game. Let's abolish replay. Because replay is what doing... No, wait a minute. The replay is what doing the game in. Well, because they scrutinize every decision that the referee is making or everything that's happening over there.
It's all started in 1966 with Jeff Hurst's goal in the World Cup.
Replays are not good.
And let's not forget Maradona's handball.
Oh. I'm sorry?
Maradona's handball.
Hit me to the heart, Mike.
What?
Mike hit me to the heart about Maradona's handball. That's true.
The reality, I think, we didn't have all this problem until they started having all the replays. Referees, you know, the reality of the thing is this, is that with players that are getting paid to score goals, they score goals, right? There will be no problem whatsoever. But all those people that get the big money and they don't score the goal, and then all of a sudden they get you know, there's a little problem with this, the referee. Bologna, let's abolish the replay.
Let's go to the flash game, talking about replays. Had we watched some replays when these flash, or the Indiana team was going down every 2 minutes, we could have been given some yellow cards and maybe some red cards for faking the injury and getting it over with, because that was detrimental to the play that night.
Well, it's you're never going to please everybody, but you know, after what happened in the World Cup of 2010, where Lampard clearly scored and everybody in the stadium except the referee and the assistant didn't see it, that was a travesty, and it affected the match significantly.
Wait, so for all intents and purposes, so did Milano complain about they scored a goal and they didn't call it? The reality of the thing is that those things happen not only to the team that complain a lot, but it helped to it happened to other teams as well. It just when the competition is so fast, because you know Juve got 84 points, Milan's got 80. Now they say if we had those other 3 points, we would have been. The reality of things, put the ball in the net, and sometimes it works for you, sometimes doesn't work for you. What's all this baloney that they're making the game a farce, and that's not what it's all about.
Yeah, they should be more calling the phantom injuries. Which...
Well, I don't like people. I don't like people that dive. I don't like Cristiano Ronaldo, even though he's a great player, because he fakes all the time. He goes down, and that's what they call penalties. And he scored all his goals on penalty.
Yeah, well, he's going to see what happens in the European Cup against with Spain and Portugal and those and all the teams that are going to be competing in June. We'll see if any further controversy happens. It seems there's always controversy of some kind, but there's no controversy about the Flash match. They clearly won 4-1, and we're going to speak with the assistant coach of the Western New York Flash, former Jamaican international Hubert Busby, next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040. AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a kick in the grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HahnAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The Rochester Rhinos return home to Salem Stadium on Friday, May 18th in USL Pro League action against the Dayton Dutch Lions. Kickoff is at 7:35. Rhinos season and single game tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. That's 454-KICK. Group sales discounts are available. Get the complete 2012 schedule by visiting the Rhinos website at rhinosoccer.com. Be at the heart of Rhinos action at Salem Stadium all season long.
If you get in a car accident, your insurance rates could go up by 40%. Now, they don't have to. Introducing Accident Forgiveness from Allstate. Your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Car insurance should be more forgiving. That's Allstate, Stan. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Features are optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Western New York Flash are back in 2012 for another exciting season of professional women's soccer. The Flash will be home this Saturday, May 19th at Salem Stadium against the New York Fury, featuring six members of the WPS runner-up Philadelphia Independence and WPS Coach of the Year, Paul Riley. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash tickets are on sale at the Salem Stadium box office, or you can order by calling the Flash at 716-655-PLAY or the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The two-time women's soccer champion Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here with Joe Redcard Sirianni, Mike Sirianni, Sam Mongiovi, and a host of others. And we apologize about Christian Nisch. We'll try to get him on next Monday's show. But right now, joining us, I hear the great music of Bob Marley in the background. A former member of the Jamaican national team. He was the coach of the Toronto Lynx and one of the great rivals of the Rhinos in the USL and the A-League. And now he is the assistant coach of the Western New York Flash. He is Hubert Busby, and Hubert's appearance brought to you by the Flash. Again, the next match is this Saturday at 7 o'clock against the New York Fury. Call 716-655-PLAY or 454-KICK for tickets. Hubert, thanks for being with us. How you doing?
Thanks for having me. I've been a fan of the show for a long time, and I appreciate the reggae intrude as well. That's great to hear.
Well, the Whalers are playing here in Rochester tomorrow night. I will certainly be there to see them in action. This would be a lot of fun. But I know you're no stranger to Rochester. You've been here, as I mentioned, with the Toronto Lynx when they were in the USL and the A-League. And I know you're also very happy to be here with the Flash as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously Rochester's got a tremendous history, and you know, we never really found much success when we came to play the Rochester, you know, for games. So yeah, it's a great soccer community, and I'm, you know, very pleased to be a part of it now.
Herbert Josiviani here. I'm glad that we met each other at dinner, and of course I watch you on the field, you know, training when you had the practice game. I was not at the game, unfortunately, the opening game. But, you know, you brought a new life into the thing because I seen that I seen that they got a new technique, and you follow Scott Bello in their position. So how do you relate to the girls, you know, and on the everyday training and stuff like that?
Well, I mean, prior to coming here, obviously, I'm reminded every day about losing to the Flash in the 2010 W League Championship when I was with Vancouver as head coach and technical director. But, you know, at that particular point in time, you know, I had 11 national team players, and you understand, you know, whether it be male or female, you know, professional players want to be treated a certain way, and they've come into a good environment, and, you know, they want to be stimulated, they want to be pushed, and my goal is always, you know, to assist Aaron in that capacity, but also to bring something, you know, unique that's, you know, that's slightly different as well. And the most important thing is that we have the right balance that's able to bring out the best in the players, because in the day it's always about them. And, you know, we're always going to improve upon the standard of play. I mean, we do have a mindset of the way that we like to play. I mean, you guys, I know, appreciate the, you know, the beautiful game and the way that it should be played as well. And, you know, that's no different from this year.
Absolutely. And Hubert also played or coached the L.A. Soul, which had a lot of great players, one in particular by the name of Marta, and another in particular by the name of McCall Zerboni, who played for the Los Angeles Soul in the first season of WPS. So what was that experience like for you, Hubert, coaching so many great stars on that L.A. Soul team?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you look at it now in the world game, I mean, on that team you also had Ayamayama, who's gone and won the World Cup. You also had Camille Abili, the French number 10, who was fantastic. Shannon Box, great personality. Karine LeBlanc, you know, goalkeeper for Canada. And a young McCall Zerboni and a young Brittany Cameron, you know, as a goalkeeper there as well. So it's been great to see the progression as McCall as a rookie at that year to come in as a veteran, and great to see, you know, the likes of Brittany Cameron cement themselves as professionals in a league that, you know, there's not too many players. So if you have longevity at any league, you know, for years upon years, it shows that you're doing something correct. And so it's been a pleasure to see the growth and maturity of those players both on and off the field.
Yeah, Hubert, we had Alex Morgan on our team last year, and I got to tell you, I was watching Stephanie Oakes play yesterday during the game on the outside, and boy, I got to tell you, she really reminds me of Alex Morgan. And I got to tell you, she did very well doing the moves and the cuts and going to the goal. Is that just me, or do you see something valid in that observation?
No, she is. I mean, it's someone that obviously, being on the West Coast, I've been able to follow her as well. And, you know, just prior to coming here, helping, you know, as a consultant with Aaron with the draft, is someone that, you know, we did look at prior to, but unfortunately someone got her, before in the way that it was lined up. I think Boston originally drafted her. But, yeah, she has a lot of similar personalities, very direct, you know, long-legged players that want to get behind other, you know, defenders. You know, she's got that something about her. You know, she's very direct, and she wants to take players on. And, you know, she'll find that playing at the professional level, she'll have to be a little more sophisticated with her movement off the ball to find space. But that's, you know, something that we're definitely working on. But she definitely has lots of potential.
Hey, Hubert, this is Mike Sirianni. I noticed that a technical change you guys made at the start of the second half. You put in Angela Salem, and she seemed to control the midfield, especially right in front of the defense. Is that something designed by you guys?
Yeah, I think, you know, during the game progressed and we realized that they put almost a block of six across the midfield. Their first line of confrontation where they were going to press us was almost like, you know, 5 to 10 yards in their own half. So, I mean, you don't really come across players, you know, teams rather playing that deep, even on the road. So it presented a problem for us. But, you know, we felt the solution was, you know, with no attacking players for them really causing us any problems, we could definitely look to kind of change our formation a bit and put some more attacking you know, players, someone like, you know, Emily, you know, kind of release her to get forward.
We're gonna have to end it there. We're running out of time. But thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. We'll see you on Saturday against the New York Fury.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Hubert Busby here on Soccer's Kicking the Grass. I want to thank Hubert, AJ Cesare for the Flash. And don't forget the Flash in action Saturday, 7 p.m. against New York. The Rhinos in action Friday, 7:35 against Dayton. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Mike Sirianni, Sam Bon Jovi, and Dick Howard, and Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. We'll see you next week. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, New Way Auto Parts, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.